Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
White House Chief of Staff John Kelly made a surprise appearance at today's press briefing to respond to recent reports that his relationship with President Trump has reached the breaking point.
Unless things change, I'm not quitting. I'm not getting fired.
CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy joins us. Stephen, what was your first thought when you saw Kelly walk into the room today?
My thought was, wow, that's the chief of staff walking into the briefing room for the first time in that role, which he's held for about 10, 11 weeks now. And not the first time we've seen him in the room. He was, of course, the Homeland Security Secretary, but this was the first time as chief of staff. And it was remarkable. The first words out of his mouth were, "I'm not quitting today. I'm not getting fired." It was a direct response to Gabriel Sherman's report in Vanity Fair, which hit the website last night, that indicated that General Kelly is miserable in this role. This report also suggested that the president hates everybody in the White House, with few exceptions, the report said. It was full of blind quotes, but it indicated that the president himself is reaching, essentially, I don't want to use the phrase end of his rope, but is increasingly angry, and that the chief of staff is miserable, but is staying as a result of his sense of duty. General Kelly said that he's not frustrated, that it's really, really hard work, but also the most important job he's ever had. He did not say it's the best job he ever had. He said that was his service as an enlisted Marine sergeant, but he said that, this is the most important job he's ever had. He also directly took on this notion that he was brought in late July to control the president. He said no, he was brought in to control the flow of information. And he was asked about the tweets. He says no, those don't bother him or surprise him. He said that one thing he has done is implemented a new discipline here at the White House where there are no what he called onesies and twosies in the Oval Office, no one-on-one or two-on-one meetings with the president. He says that they go in collectively, which means as a group, which means that he's part of every meeting in the Oval Office to control that flow of information.
Did you take him at his word, especially in regards to his employment status and future? Do you think he was being candid there?
I have to figure so. I mean, he seemed to be a very forthright man. And remember, this is someone who served his entire adult life in the U.S. military, only recently retired, came back to government service to serve the Trump administration as Homeland Security Secretary, and then got the call to move directly from that role to be the chief of staff here. So he is someone who has interacted with reporters throughout his career as a leader in the military and to a point in the Trump administration, but he's kept a low profile. He has not had these kinds of interactions like he had today, where he held forth for about a half hour taking reporters' questions. He was asked what frustrates the president, and he said two things, essentially. One is the press, and we could talk about this back and forth that the president's been having with the press about yanking licenses of networks. More specifically, I suppose, network-owned television stations. And he also acknowledged the president is frustrated with the slow pace of lawmaking. Now, General Kelly, who's been around a while and has had dealings with Congress and understands how the system has been set up because he's worked in it for decades, said that the founders set up the separate branches for a reason. And there's a reason why within the legislative branch there are two houses and that things are supposed to go slowly. But he said that the president has been frustrated by the slow pace of lawmaking. What he didn't say was that the president has been frustrated by the fact that what he has wanted to have accomplished has not to this point been accomplished. But surely that's a frustration the president himself has voiced.
CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Another surprise today. Never a dull moment for Stephen the last few months, that's for sure.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.